Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, you could say this about Nick Sirianni. All he does is win 44-19. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. 12:30, Ross Tucker. At 1 o'clock, we kiss the baby on another NFL team after the week of the season.
Let me get my list out.
Yeah, you need that list as we start eliminating teams. And at 1:30, LeSean McCoy will join us. Backs for Barkley as we make the push for an MVP. But we started the show today discussing Nick Sirianni. And if you're willing to say he's great, and Hugh said he's very good, I'm willing to say he's good now. After I've had my issues with Nick, but he's having a good season. This team is 10-2. He's a good coach. Some out there are willing to say that he's great. Are you one of them? 215-592-9494. Let's go to Brandon in Philadelphia. I think you know this voice. Brandon Graham in Philadelphia. Brandon, how are you?
BG,
what's up?
Hey, he's great.
What's going on? Did you have your surgery this morning,
Brandon? That's what I'm about to say. How did surgery go?
Hey, man, fresh out the surgery. Just got home, man. Wanted to, you know.
You got that arm in a sling. He be on them good drugs right now, man. Them drugs ain't wore off yet. Hey, he over there feeling good.
You might get the whole truth.
So, okay, with that being said, Brandon, what is it about Coach Sirianni that have you guys playing the way that you're playing for him? What did he do?
You know what? Honestly, you know, he always, what I say about Nick is, you know, he always talk about them details, man, and, like, situational ball. And every year has gotten better. Like, you know, it wasn't perfect in the beginning. He just was, you know, kind of getting them early jitters out. Because I remember when he first did his press conference, what was it? The little sunflower, like, that people used to wear around. Like, he's so farther removed from that. And like you say, all he do is win is because we got his back. And I think, you know, that speaks a big, you know, it's a big testament to him and his staff, you know, Howie and the way they doing things. I mean, the way, you know, everybody's communicating, Jalen included, you know, communicating with the coach, letting them know what he like, what he don't like, and everybody trying to, you know, figure it out together. But I think that Nick has done a great job each and every year of just getting better, policing himself on what he's not good at. because he go off on himself in the meetings and, you know, stuff people don't see, man. I mean, you know how it is, Hugh. It's like, you know, if coaches don't hold themselves accountable and it's all about all the player, and you know, he finding everything.
Yeah, they're going to be looking at him like he crazy.
Yeah.
Start looking at him like he crazy.
You know, and so people don't see that part. They just see some of the decisions that's being made, you know, that's out there. But I trust him. Like, we're going to be aggressive. You know who was aggressive, and we look what happened to us. We won one with Doug. And so, you know, I understand we ain't going to make all of them, but with the trust that we got together as a team, even me being on that sideline this weekend, man, it just felt so good just seeing how we just brainstormed and figured it all out, especially when they was up 9-0. It was just like, all right, y'all, like, calm down. They ain't doing nothing crazy. We just got to, you know, reel it in. Everybody, we just got to get a stop on defense. That's what we was talking about. And then on the offensive side, it's like we got to make a big play. We got to get a big play to get us going. And, man, I hate that Nick go through a lot stuff, but that's part of it. You know, heavy is the head, the word of the crown. And so I understand that part. But we got his back, man, and I'm so happy that we went on this little spree because now, you know, people were seeing what we already were seeing in practice and it's starting to come together, and it's still coming together.
Well, people are coming around. A lot of people today, Brandon, are willing to say he's great. Brandon, how to make you proud on the sideline Sunday to watch the young pass rushers, Nolan Smith, Jalik Sunt.
Those got kids, him a half. Got him a half.
They're coming along here, Brandon. What was it like watching them?
Man, it felt good because, you know, that's all we do is pour into each other. And everybody is so excited for each other, man. There's nobody out there got their own agenda. As a D-line, Hugh know this. It's like, man, it takes everybody. Like, if Hugh doing his job on the inside, pressing that pocket, like Jalen Carter and them boys, the ends definitely got to make sure that they keep contained so that we all can bottle them up. And, I mean, Lamar Jackson, that's Lamar Jackson. I mean, people can say what they want. You can try to keep them contained, but I think we did a great job for as long as we could, you know, to keep them contained because, boy, that boy got the moves. He quick. He's a professional, too, but I think that what was great is the DBs. Man, I got to give it to all the guys in the back end, too, because it all works together. Zach Bond, the linebackers, you know, them boys playing lights out, you know, up against the run. And, man, that was one thing that I was happy about, that we got to stop the run, you know, because that's what get they pass going most of the time. And Zay Flowers, for sure, wasn't as big of a threat as he's been in previous games. That's a Q and them, that boy Cooper, you know, and, you know, dang, why can't I think of his name? DB 34.
Isaiah Rogers.
Yeah, Rogers. That boy Rogers. I mean, and the safeties, too. I mean, that boy CD was out there capping off, like hitting, coming up, hitting, you know, 22. And, you know, I just think it's great team ball that we was playing, man. And all we going to do is keep building. And I know Nick was already – we had came in the next day. We wasn't even off till today. We came in the next day. Nick went over them corrections. And it's like, look, y'all, let's keep this going. He gonna take care of us on the back end like he do. But we got to come in. We got to get these corrections. And that's what I think is even greater. Like, man, we don't let these wins – we enjoy them, but we don't let them – you know, we ain't satisfied because we're trying to win this trophy.
Keep stacking wins. Let's get home field advantage. BG, we appreciate you listening and calling in and rest up and,
yeah, man,
and get
some
better.
Rest.
Yeah, no, I am. I just had to call because I didn't get to talk to, you know, my people this morning. So I had to let it be known that, you know, hey, y'all talking about Nick, man. I had to come in, you know, get on some people real quick.
Well, that's a big vote. It's a big, you know, we get the big vote when you say he's great. Brandon, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Get well soon, bro.
Yeah.
There he goes. Brandon Graham, fresh off of surgery, listening to the Midday Show, calling in.
On them good drugs,
throwing
too.
His 2 cents in there, saying Nick Sirianni's great. I mean, I didn't expect a different vote.
Yeah,
but
you wouldn't expect. You expect that from BG. That's that's his guy.
But it's a big vote.
Yeah, that's a huge vote.
Kind of cooked you.
That's all right. I'm not going to.
Hey, my pettiness is rubbed off on Kyle. That's the first thing
that's
that
fine.
Comes out of his mouth.
I mean, did he cook me? He's got his take. I have
he
my take.
He just came out from under the knife, mm-hmm. and he was like, this guy, Joe Giglio,
said he's
is
not
a
great.
Moron.
Yeah. He didn't say those words.
He's thinking
well, that's
it.
How
he
did.
But he told me on the phone.
But the whole audience thinks that. It's one thing to say it. It's one thing to all right, 215-592-9494. Look, I can only push so far so much back on Brandon Graham. He's his that's his coach, that he's on the team. You know what I could push back on, though? Howard Eskin yesterday. Listen to this back and forth. We're talking about Sirianni yesterday. I thought yesterday or Sunday was the, you know, one of the best wins, if not the best win in the Sirianni era, all things considered. But then Howard comes on. I'm trying to be nice to Sirianni. And then he goes over the top with this yesterday.
That's okay. So you wanted to fire the head coach who has unbelievable legendary. That's a word that you may not understand.
Hold on.
Understand.
Can we stop with the legendary stuff?
Wait a minute. He's got a career winning percentage. It's the sixth best in NFL history.
Through less than 5 years.
It doesn't matter.
Of course it does.
Wait a minute. Through five, how many years do you think John Madden coached?
John, I don't know. 10? 8?
Maybe 8, 9 years.
And he also won the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute. Nick Sirianni is not a good coach, a very good coach. I don't call him a great coach because that takes time.
Oh, okay.
But his numbers are legendary, you nitwit.
Legendary,
I like how you call him a nitwit. You must have not been reading your text messages either.
His numbers are legendary, you nitwit.
He's been calling you all kind of mean.
Speaking
in
of
the chat.
That's fine.
We can be rough on the text, man.
He's been calling you all kind of mean.
That's because we're replaying when I cooked him yesterday when I tried to say to him, yeah. Madden coached way more than Sirianni. It's like, how many years? I said, I don't know, 8 or 10. He coached 10 years. Sirianni's coached 4+. Can we have a little context here? All right, 215-592-9494. I think it's a good segue from Brandon Graham to Howard's nonsense to Hulk Hogie, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Hogie?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
What's up,
What's
man?
Going on?
Well, first of all, I think it's very curious timing with the Josh Allen hype, all right? He plays in the snow. You guys aren't going to say it, but I will. Josh Allen is now the favorite for MVP because there's nothing America loves more than watching a white kid playing in the snow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a strong take.
Names. Josh Allen. If Jalen Hurts was named Hunter Bradley, he'd be in the Hall of Fame by now.
Hunter Bradley.
That's
strong white name,
yeah.
Joe.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, those are very strong white names. exciting whites.
All right. Now, what are we doing?
All right. Sirianni.
We're all inclusive show.
He is a great coach. And I'll tell you why. You're talking about John Madden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What other coach could you guys picture replacing John Madden for a video game?
Bill Belichick.
Nick Sirianni.
No, stop.
Nick Sirianni, hear me out here, guys. Nick Sirianni, Madden-style game. Every time the play doesn't work, you hear Sirianni's voice taking the blame for it. That's my fault there, guys. I called that play. You have an Animal Crossing-style thing where you water the flowers outside of the link.
You actually might be onto something.
You actually thought this through.
Yeah, every team's playbook has the tush push, regardless of what's going on. There might be something to Sirianni football 2045. I mean, we might get there one day.
I mean, think about this too: the Sirianni curse. Whoever gets on the cover of Sirianni 25 never gets credit, no matter how good they are for the rest of their career.
You know what? When you first said it, Hulk Hogan, I was like, this is ridiculous. But the more you go through with you, maybe Sirianni is the new Madden franchise video game guy.
I mean, that'd be a – Madden sold a lot of games, man. You know, they did a – what do they call those things that they do? Like a the history.
Documentaries?
That's what they call them, Joe.
They couldn't figure out documentaries?
No, Hulk Hogan, good phone call.
I had a brain fart. Documentary. They did a documentary on how big his impact was on that franchise.
Yeah, no, of course.
The Madden franchise.
He taught us all football in one way or the other, whether it be broadcast or the game.
I remember playing Madden. Was it Sega Genesis? Does anybody remember? Shout out to all the people that had a Sega Genesis.
I had a Sega, yeah.
I had a Sega Genesis. Well, I didn't have it. The dorm had it when I was in college. And that's all anybody talked about because it was Tecmo. It was right off of the heels of Tecmo Bowl. And Tecmo Bowl was the hotness then. And when Madden came out and the boom, right on his back, like that, man, that changed the whole gaming franchise.
I do like the idea of having like a Farmville-esque outside the stadium where you're Sirianni watering plants.
Not Farmville. But, boy, y'all wild.
Well, all right, but hold on a second.
I think he's onto something there.
Well, he's also onto this. And this might come as a little startling to you when I say this.
Granted, big leap.
If we win the Super Bowl with Nick Sirianni, Joe, we will be in the midst of the greatest stretch in Philadelphia Eagles history.
I agree with that. Actually, I think we had this discussion last year when they beat the Chiefs, then they only won one more game the rest of the year. That it was like the greatest run in Eagles history. Yeah. But now we've piled on another season with a potential Super Bowl.
We can talk about what Madden meant to the Raiders. And, you know, arguably.
You're right about this.
Yeah.
If they
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win the Super Bowl. This is the best 5-year stretch in franchise
Absolutely
history.
Is.
Two Super Bowl trips and a championship.
Yeah.
But like, we got to do the toughest part is to come.
Baby steps. Brick by brick.
The toughest part is to come. Unless,
but it's there.
Well, yeah,
that's a thing.
I mean, they're one of like four or five teams that look like they legitimately can do this. So yeah, it's certainly possible.
It's also almost like sad in a way, like because when the Phillies went to the playoffs for 5 straight years. It was like, wow, that's the greatest 5-year stretch in Phillies history. There haven't been that many great stretches.
Well, that's part of it, yeah. And look, any team that gets the two Super Bowls in a 5-year stretch, that's a big-time stretch. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you lie on Sirianni in terms of this? Are you willing to say right now he's a great coach? Because we've had a lot of people today. I mean, Howard yesterday, legendary. Today, Brandon Graham, fresh off of surgery, calling in, saying, you know, trying to get me to say he's great. I will say he's good. He's a good coach. He's doing a good job this year. Houston, very good. Where do you come down? LT... He's in California. What's up, LT?
What's going on, man? How's it going?
Good, LT.
What's going on,
what's
man?
Up?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say Sirianni is a great coach, and I'll tell you why. He's a great coach because he's selfless, number one. The dude's been stuck with bad offensive coordinators since Shane Steichen left. Kellen Moore is terrible. He's been terrible. And let me tell you, what's more likely? That Kellen Moore, the passing, motioning offense coordinator that he's known for is grabbing the reins from Nick Sirianni and making this a running team, or is it that here we go again, Nick is stuck with this sucky coordinator and he's taking back over and saying, no, this is what we're going to do. We're going back to the RPO that's working now. Like,
I think the second thing's more likely, but also at some point, do we have to wonder if it's not all the coordinators, it's the quarterback, and that's why the offense is up and down?
Well that too. I mean, look, he's limited with a quarterback. Nobody ever says it. Jalen Hurts is not 6 foot tall. He can't see over the middle of the field. He's limited in what he can do, but he makes the best out of that. And so, again, it's just more to why he's a great coach. And he never throws anybody under the bus. And that's why dudes like BG and all these other dudes call up and have his back, because he's never standing up there saying, yeah, man, these coordinators, he always takes it on the chin. Folks, they blame him when it's bad. They blame him when they give it credit to Kellen Moore when it's good. When it's bad, hey, man, it is what it is.
LT, there is a solution to this. We don't do this here. Like, he's an offensive guy. He could call the plays if he was good at it. Then we wouldn't have to worry about all these coordinators.
But he is good at it. The difference is he's not what – no, he's, this is what it is. He's not what the organization wants. When you're seeing the running happening, look, what's more likely? Kellen Moore, who's in charge of the first drive every time? It's the offensive coordinator. We haven't scored in the first quarter all year. And you can't tell me that's Nick Sirianni saying, okay, if anything, he said, Kellen Moore, you get to script the first drive. It never worked. And then all of a sudden, in the second half, we go to the locker room and we come out running, we come out doing this other stuff. So again, like I said, he's calling the plays. We're just not giving him credit when it's happening and it's good. We're saying when it's bad, oh, man, it's Kellen, you know, it's Nick. But when it's good, oh, Kellen Moore is a genius. He switched from being this offensive passing, motioning guru to being a downhill, and let's give him props. That ain't what's happening, man. Let's keep it real. The players aren't going to say it, but if you know, if you can see football, you know what's happening, man.
Well, I think you're right on the head coach made the determination, along with the players, like that whole meeting, like the O-line went to him and said, let's run the ball. Good phone call. I mean, I think that's true. This is probably Sirianni-driven that they've changed philosophy. As far as who gets credit for the plays that are working, I don't know. You divvy it up the way you want. I mean, like, you want to give Kellen credit, you want to give Nick credit, you want to give them.
They
have great players. That helps. They have the best O-line in the league. You know, one of the top two with them in the Lions. They have the best back in the league. I mean, like, I don't know. Give credit to you want.
Well, he does make a good point that Sirianni's the common denominator, or the holdover from that 2021 offense, which that's basically what the O-linemen said they wanted it to change to, is that offense. Nick Sirianni is the one that's here from that. Shane Steichen isn't. So I'll make this point, though, because you said Sirianni's not the one calling the plays. We're going to find out pretty soon what Dan Campbell and the Lions look like when Ben Johnson's not there, right?
I think they will fall off.
Right, no, sure. But now if their offense falls off, is Dan Campbell going to have the wherewithal or, you know, the ability to say, hey, I know what was working in that Ben Johnson offense. Let's go back to it.
We'll find out. But that's
a feather in Sirianni's cap.
It is. But that's why, and I know everyone's into the CEO coach now, the motivator. I think there's going to be more of these. Kyle hit this a few months ago. I think we're going to see more of these hires in the NFL. It makes it challenging, though, Hugh. If you don't call the plays, you're at the mercy of your coordinator. And it's like, does he stay? Does he get a job? Like, Sean McVay doesn't have to worry about this. It's his offense. Andy Reid doesn't have to worry about this. It's his offense. When it's not your offense or defense, right, if you're a defensive guy, you're at the mercy of, do I got good coordinators that year?
That's why you better have some good ones, man. And this is the thing that people fail to realize. How does the saying go? The rising tide lifts all boats. Mm-hmm. Man, all these boats about to be lifted. For whatever reason, we need to stop trying to figure out who's doing what for the success of the Eagles and just enjoy the success. Because guess what? Made a few phone calls this morning, and we were talking about it. Kellen Moore is going to be in position to probably get an interview for a head coaching job.
I think he will get interviews.
Regardless.
Yep.
Who is it? What's the running back's coach name? Jamal
Singleton.
He's going to get props for coaching Saquon Barkley, even though he ain't done nothing but just be the coach. Saquon's doing everything. That's how this thing works.
I think Saquon shouted him out after the game, too.
Yeah. So that's how this thing works, man. So stop hurting yourself and stop trying to bend yourself into a pretzel.
Well, I'm gonna
trying to figure out who's going to get the most credit. Guess who else is going to get some credit? Jalen Hurts, because he's the quarterback. you are
was head
such
coach,
a,
the head coach is trying to say he deserves MVP consideration.
Messy individual, Kyle.
No, well,
it's part of what we do as fans. Yeah, we divvy up the credit. And I choose to give less to Sirianni than some people.
Is too much.
For the sake of the discussion, though, like, are any of us enamored with this Kellen Moore offense? Is it popping off the screen? Like, it's not something where if we lose Kellen Moore, I'm like, oh, crap, what are we going to do?
If we lose him, we got to learn a whole new offense again?
Well, if I'm comparing it to what?
The quarterback was upset about this last year.
Can he suck it up?
He did suck it up. He's 10-2.
But how many are? Okay. So then we'll be freaking 10-2 again. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We could get a Brian Johnson next. I mean, that's possible too, right?
Sure.
Like there's the others. I agree with you. Kellen Moore isn't like wowing me, but the other side of the coin is maybe there's a Brian Johnson 2.0 on the other side. I'd rather keep Kellen Moore than let him walk away. Well, I wouldn't be happy.
Because there is a point to be made that the success that they're having year one in this offense.
Right,
can you imagine? Yeah, if you could build on that and get more comfortable with the guys you got. I think for when you think about the upheaval that this team has had, two new coordinators and where they are right now, we got the number one defense in the NFL in what, 8 months, 10 months, something like that, whatever the math is on that. You got the number one defense. You went from the 26th to the number one defense. And I know, like they're saying, this offense is still the same, but that's not a bad thing, given the fact that the quarterback talked about earlier in the year how he's never had the same coordinator ever. And we're in a position where we're being talked about as being the best team in the NFL, and we're still complaining a little bit.
That's what we do. Quickly here, Pro Bowl voting. Perhaps if you want to look at it this way, another feather in Sirianni's cap. We'll see where this ends up. But, Hugh, considering their record, and how far they up in the rankings at a lot of areas. Not a ton of top votes for Pro Bowlers this season so far.
Gotta be Saquon. Gotta be.
So Saquon is actually second in Pro Bowl voting behind Derrick Henry. Well, give me some players you think should be near the top of their position. I'll tell you if they are or not.
So, who I think should be at the top?
Yeah, like who should be getting a lot of Pro Bowl votes. And I'll tell you if they are or not.
Okay.
Give me some players here.
Who should some get votes.
Some votes.
I would probably say A.J. Brown because he started off pretty strong.
All right. Wide receiver votes for the Pro Bowl. A.J. Brown is not right. He's ninth. Ninth in Pro Bowl voting.
I'll make it easy for you. Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter, defensive tackle. Let me find this.
Bond.
Is Zach Bond even?
Zach Bond should.
Eighth. He's eighth in linebacker.
He should be
voting.
Number one. We can say what we want about Nick Sirianni and all this. Eagles fans are lacking this year. What are we doing? We always have top.
So do you guys know where Jalen Carter ranks in the top 10 defensive tackle votes?
Top. He's eight.
How about not in the top 10?
This is Eagles fans' fault.
You're blaming the fans?
Yeah, we are always good at voting. We vote for all-star games. Like, how many Phillies did we get to the all-star game last year?
I think it's different in the NFL.
Well, it's a fan vote.
Well,
Rick Lovato is eighth in the long snapper.
How many Eagles did we send in 22? How many Eagles did we send in 2017?
Like, there's like eight or nine in 22.
Well, like, what are we doing?
All right, forget the votes for a second. Who deserves to go to the Pro Bowl? Saquon?
I would say Zach Bond.
Saquon
Bond.
I would say
some of the O-linemen.
Carter.
I mean, I know we can't give it to all of them, but
I'd say Lane.
I would say Quinyon. I'd give Quinyon a nod.
Yeah.
Join my life.
Well, he's been injured
he did
a little
miss four
bit.
Games.
Well, yeah, that's damn.
I think Landon.
Okay, so let's say Landon, Lane, Saquon. That's three. Bond.
I would
Carter,
say Mackay.
Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
He's missed a few games, too. I mean, he's having a great season.
He had a pretty good season for a guy that ain't never played guard.
Sure. I'm just trying to think of who the obvious ones on the O-line would be. Landon.
See, this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. We got 10 Pro Bowlers. The Sirianni's no genius. I mean, this is just rolling out there and play the game.
According to that voting, we have one.
Well, the voting's stupid. We just, together.
Or is Sirianni doing a great job?
Yeah, I think it's more likely their voting will change. And we all recognize they have a lot of good players.
That's a little narrative twist.
215-592-9494. All right. Ross Tucker is up next. Your calls as well. Are you willing to call Nick Sirianni a great coach? Have you gotten there? Kiss the baby at 1. At 1:30, Bax for Barkley. We'll be joined by LeSean Shady McCoy. He'll make his case for Saquon Barkley to win the NFL MVP award. That's all coming up next. We talk to our guy Ross Tucker right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tackle the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. You can start $150 of bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.